This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 178 for Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
I can barely hear you at the end of that.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why, because I'm thinking, I don't know why I say that. I've said that for 178 episodes. I don't. There's not much in the network than there is under them.
You know, we are the network.
The network.
Does it make us like news anchors?
Single programming?
There you go. I don't think NPR has anything to worry about.
Okay. Here we are, Wednesday, off night. Last night, Lisa and I had
a date.
We had a rare opportunity to have a date. So the ballet.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It was very fun. Until Act Two. But anyway, I'll get to that in a minute.
Let's talk about that first. Let's just mix it up. And we were given some tickets to the ballet from the Chamber of Commerce, basically. And we had the tickets for almost a month. And finally, it occurred to us, like, oh, my gosh, it's you know, this week or tomorrow or whatever. And we hadn't really given it a whole lot of thought, but it was really nice to go home yesterday and get ready. It was nice to get kind of dressed up and go somewhere other than work.
And of course, the big decision for me is what pen to bring to the, you know, because I'm going to be doing so much writing at the ballet.
No, but you got to have a pen in your pocket.
Got to have a nice pen in the pocket. And we had some good suggestions on Facebook. Swan was an excellent suggestion.
Absolutely.
There was also the Mont Blanc Leo Tolstoy, which I do not have.
Well, it was the Moscow Ballet.
Yes, it was the Moscow Ballet. Yeah, so
performing Sleeping Beauty. It was very well done. It was a lovely evening, except for someone eating a bag of chips.
So you hear this. For about 20 minutes. I kid you not, 20 minutes.
Scrunching of the bag.
Except
only much louder.
You know how loud a bag of chips is. And it's and then, you know, you're hearing the crunching of the chips and the whole bag. And I'm thinking to myself, who brings a bag of chips to the ballet?
It was only about two rows behind us and a couple seats over. No, so it wasn't like it was
a row behind you and like three seats over.
I didn't look because I have a bit of a temper and I would have thrown something.
I'm thinking I can reach this girl with my scarf and I'm thinking I'm going to roll it up and I'm going to throw it at her, you know, snap her or something and tell her to knock it off.
Local businessman kicked out of the PAC.
Arrested at Performing Arts Center.
Oh, my God. But I was
carrying a Mont Blanc in his pocket, so we gave him style points.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. We do, and actually, Dave came up with a good idea. He says, well, you should bring it. Do you have any Russian pens? And I thought about it, and I said, yes, I actually do have a Russian fountain pen. The problem is it's a desk set. So I thought that would be a little awkward to walk into the – I mean, I guess people are bringing bags of chips. Why couldn't I bring a desk set? You know what I mean?
Well, a desk set probably would have made less noise but more mess than the bag of potato chips or pretzels or whatever it was.
Well, let's chat about that for real quick. I mean, it's some people probably don't know. I mean, when you think of Russia, what fountain pens do you think of?
None. I have no idea. I don't know of any pens that were made in Russia. I certainly haven't. I have pens made in Denmark and, you know, the usual Italy, Germany, Japan, of course. I don't believe I own any pens made in Russia.
Yeah, and neither do I, except for that desk set. Which I think is unmarked. It's not common. I mean, you know, from what I understand from reading on FPN, a lot of the Russian pens were just awful, awful writers. They leaked. They were inconsistent. I think they mostly used German pens for a long time, Pelican and Montblanc. So,
well, that makes sense.
Well, I mean, that may be the extent of our Russian discussion here in this podcast. But I mean, I can't. It's not like I can say, okay, well, there's, you know, the most common ones you see on eBay, as far as I'm aware, are there is there's a commemorative for the spacecraft. There's a spacecraft.
Okay.
Desk set. It looks like a, and that's about it. You know, so
okay.
I always thought it'd be cool to add one, but we have that desk set somewhere, and I think it's got a little slot for mail, and then it has a thermometer in Celsius.
Well, that's cool.
So,
all right. Anyway, I guess we can go from Russia to Siberia to cold weather.
There we go. I was just trying to do a segue. That's all I'm doing.
Speaking of Siberia, it's been really freaking cold. Let's see. This is January 13th. Usually in January, we have, so we're right on schedule, we usually have some kind of week or so of really, really, really cold weather. And then it warms up a little bit. Around freezing. And probably later in the winter, we'll have another several days of really cold weather. And we will not ship your ink when it is that cold. And we are 99% sure that it will quite probably freeze and crack.
Yeah. So this week it's been cold all week. Tomorrow it's going to warm up a little bit. So, ink orders will ship. Now, if they're plastic bottles or they're ink samples, that's a different,
right,
a different story, but most of the bottles are plastic or glass, I'm sorry. And some of them are especially prone to cracking. But what we should mention is what happened today. We actually received an ink shipment in from a vendor, and it was frozen. Don't open it up.
Just set it aside and let it thaw naturally.
Don't put it in the microwave. Don't do anything silly like that.
Don't even put it on top of a radiator or a heater or anything.
You could put it in the sun in the window or something if you wanted to, I guess.
Just set it on the counter and let it thaw at its own pace.
If you open it, it will make a mess. Very likely will make a mess. So, as long as it's not already, if the bottle's not cracked. So we don't ship when it gets cold in January. It's possible there are a couple of days, Monday and Tuesday look bad right now, for next week. But the rest of the week should be okay. Now, of course we can't regulate what everybody else's weather is, but if it gets out of Wisconsin, you got a fighting chance. So, a lot of people plan their ink orders around other months of the year or, you know, so just know that we're not going to risk your ink breaking and freezing this time of year. So we'll hold off.
You know, we certainly know that you want your packages as fast as possible. And we pride ourselves on shipping 6 days a week and trying to get our packages out the very same day. But if there's no point in getting a package to you quickly just to have you receive a broken bottle of ink.
So. Yeah. And I guess we mentioned real quick, all ink is packaged separately in its own plastic
baggie.
So if something does happen, your whole, you know, your notebooks and all the other stuff's not going to get...
It'll all be safe.
So anyway, that's enough of that, I guess. Stuff's going on tomorrow, which is really great.
Yes.
Which means, you know, 20 degrees around here is a big deal.
There'll be kids wearing shorts. What was that, Mr.
I don't know what that is. That means it's time to move on.
All right.
About what news going on today? This week we've been spending a lot of time. How do you want to say this?
We're expanding.
Okay, that's a way to do it. We are. So we have new administrative offices. For those of you who've been in the store, you notice that we have one small T teeny, tiny, tiny office.
And we have to share it.
And we have to share it. And Lisa doesn't like to share with me. So,
you know, I just think that we have different space needs. You like to sprawl and I like my neat piles. So we have different, and you know, all couples out there understand what I'm saying. You know, I have different needs.
Most don't have to work with each other.
Yeah, that's true. Live together, work together. You know, it's one thing to share a kitchen or a bathroom or whatever, you know, a bedroom and closet space and such. But then you go to work and you have to stay in the same, what's our office, like 8x10?
Yeah, it's about that, yeah.
So 8x10, including two desks, a big printer, a bunch of shelves, a ton of pens and slaughter boxes. It's going to be really nice to move into the upstairs administrative space. And Brian's got his own office, which is the conference room. And I'll have some space that I share with right now.
You're already trying to hone in on my office.
It's a gorgeous view. Oh, my God. So when we have, once it's all painted, we just steam clean the carpet. Our handyman is coming in to paint and do a couple things next week. And then we will, as we get it filled in and filled up, we will give you pictures. But one entire wall in Brian's office is glass. And it overlooks the main entrance to our plaza. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's essentially if you Google Appleton, Wisconsin, where the pin drops, is one block, one street away from where this office is and what the view is. So
it's in the same building as our store. It's simply on the second floor. And it's really, really pretty. I'm very excited.
That's nice.
So we've been spending a lot of time up there cleaning and getting it prepped. And today it was nice to actually go up. We bought a couple tables and a table and a desk, and we assembled those. And then it was nice to go up and actually use the space and have a couple meetings and touch base on goals and plans and you know, keeping track of our contractors and everything. It was really nice to be able to do that.
And as a nice segue,
ooh, okay,
we had a chat with a Mr. Eric Orozco this evening, yes, this afternoon, who is one of the organizers of the Philadelphia Pen Show.
He is indeed.
Which is coming up next week.
I know. I can't believe it's here already.
I'm totally not prepared for this.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. It's been nice to not have a show, but this is different this year. We're different organizer, different location, different set of days. I'm giving two seminars at the show. So if you do come, I believe they are Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Does that sound right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I had to figure this out. I just know. I think the first thing in the morning each day, Saturday is going to be an hour seminar on the history of Esterbrook. And that should be interesting. We did that in Dallas about 3 years ago. I will bring some interesting pens for show and tell. So check that out. That'll be fun. Sunday, we're doing a seminar on how to sack an Esterbrook. So if you have not ventured into vintage territory and you're interested in learning how to resack a pen, Esterbrook's definitely the way to do it. It's very easy. And we're going to show you how to do it. There is a fee for the seminar, but the fee gets you not only a pen that you will sack yourself during the class, but it also gets you a bottle of shellac, some talc, and we're going to have a little buff stick. I think we're throwing in there, or not a buff stick, not for nibs, but for cleaning sections. Mm-hmm. That we're going to throw in with the whole kit. So you're going to pretty much have all the supplies you need, except for extra sacks to restore lever fillers, Esterbrooks, things like that. should you find them in the wild. So you're going to go, you're going to come in, you're going to get all this stuff. You're going to resack an Esterbrook and it will be ready to go. By the time you leave the class, you'll have a pen in your pocket.
Yeah. This is the way to go. If you've ever wanted to do, resacking of a pen, Esterbrooks are absolutely the way to start. That's a large part of why I started collecting Esterbrooks is because, you know, what is it, 18 years ago, they were readily available, they were cheap, and they were easy to repair. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah. So you'll be shocked how easy it is. You know, if you got any problems along the way, I'll be there to help you. And we'll put this thing together and we'll get it working for you. And you'll be able to, you know, you'll be writing with it. Well, you should let the shellac dry, but you'll be writing with it that day, essentially.
Yeah.
So that's, that is, I believe tickets for that are going up, on sale on Friday is the word that I heard. Otherwise they will be available at the show. It is limited to,
40
participants. Basically due to lack of pens, we don't have we have a lot of pens, but we don't have that many pens. But anyway, check it out. And you know, and if you already know how to do it, awesome. Check out the History of Esterbrook seminar. It'll be fun. So that's next week. We'll talk more about that
next week,
next Tuesday.
Yes.
So, and we leave on Thursday. So, and the show is Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, this year it is. The new organizers didn't have much choice. Some of those decisions had already been made. And since the options were either no show at all or a 2-day show, they opted to at least have a show, even if it wasn't quite the 3-day show they were hoping for. But,
you know, I think
they have good plans.
Yeah. Most of the people who are going to the show don't necessarily care whether it's a 3-day or two-day show. They just want to go for the show and see if you're going to have a show. Saturday, Sunday's the days to have it for sure. So,
yep.
You know, the other day on Reddit, there was a thread on pen shows and I found it interesting. Somebody was asking, well, you know, what about this show? Is this show worth going to? If you don't have a pen show within a pen store within 5 minutes of your house and that pen store is fully stocked,
go to a show.
You need to go to a show. Every show is worth it. There are shows we don't go to. That doesn't mean they're not worth going to. You know, you're going to see vintage. You're going to see modern. They're all good. If you've never been to a show before, just go.
Absolutely.
I mean, where would we be had we not gone to a show?
Oh my God, I don't know.
You'd be in Tampa. I'd be
exactly.
So it'll be fun. And in Philly, I mean, come on, Philly cheesesteak. We were talking about that today. Now I'm hungry.
Oh my!
The Philly cheesesteak and it's going to be awesome. And Steph's going to be there, right?
Absolutely. I think Eric's going to try and steal her to work the door, but
play
tug of war.
We are going to have a hell of a setup too. So this will be a record-setting setup.
Yes. We've never had this many tables.
First time ever we're going
to
have.
And that's a lot to say, considering.
It's a scary, scary number of tables.
We might need a bigger car.
I think we can fit it all on there. We always have 5 boxes of stuff we can't put on the table.
That's true. So this will be good.
So. Yeah. I know how we're going to fill it up too. So,
oh, okay.
So anyway, let's talk about real quick what's going on in the store and on the web, I think.
Yep. Well, I'm going to go with disappointing news. I always hate rate increases. USPS, the United States Postal Service, has a rate increase that goes into effect on Sunday. Some things are going up just a tiny bit. Some things are going up a little bit more. We actually end up absorbing several thousand dollars worth of shipping costs every year. We try to charge as little as possible, absolutely bare minimum. Whatever the Postal Service charges us is what we charge. Often we upgrade your package to a bigger box so that it's safer and sturdier, and we absorb that cost.
Yeah, we don't make money on shipping.
We do not, and we never charge a handling fee or any excess fees like some companies do.
I think for a while that we were making like 10 cents.
Not even 10 cents
a package or 5 cents a package or something crazy.
Not even. We actually lose money on a number of them. But anyway, so we will be raising some of our rates a little bit. Again, absolutely bare minimum. A couple things are only going up a dollar. Some things are going up 25 cents, just enough to cover the increase. We've talked about this before, but we partner with a couple local companies so that they're companies that receive in packages, including all the shipping materials, but they don't ship things out. So they give us their sometimes their bubble wrap. They give us their peanuts. In fact, one of our friends contacted us. She's got two big bags of peanuts for us that we need to pick up this week.
And stuff that otherwise go in the landfill.
Yeah, otherwise it goes in the landfill.
Throw it out. Yeah.
So we try to reuse it at least once. And I think I'd like to put something up on what to do with styrofoam peanuts and such.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are a lot of different things you can do, but we try to reuse as much as possible to keep as much as possible out of the landfill.
Could ship me pens in them.
Exactly. But there will be a minor price increase. Now, the post office is raising their rates on Sunday. We are going to wait until Monday morning. And until then, we will be offering free shipping because who doesn't want free shipping? Thank you.
It's really
seriously,
wild.
Who doesn't want free shipping?
Yeah, I know. So take advantage of it. Free shipping over 35.
Yes.
It's our normal deal. So they do this every January. So here we are.
What else is new?
In other news, we don't have much this week that I can think of. I'm trying to think. Lamy. Neon Lime.
Well, New Visconti just came in.
Yes, and New Visconti just came in.
We will have that up on the site tomorrow morning. Some pretty stuff. I think I want a Burgundy.
Okay. Maybe we'll probably catch a Periscope tomorrow on it.
Yeah.
Lamy Neon Lime, since it's been discontinued, essentially, price on that's been reduced. So, Safari bottled ink, cartridge ink. So, if you have not gotten your Neon Lime, get it now before the new one comes out.
Yes.
What else is new? Anything?
Bunch of videos.
Books, new books.
Books, lots of books. Definitely
lots of cool books.
Get your books here. You guys know we love coffee table books and pen. We consider pen books to be almost a tool. They're more for research than just pretty pictures. And we have several extras that we've come across or that we've managed to find at a really good deal. And so we have several of those up on the site.
In some of these are we have one of a single mm-hmm. book. And if you can't find them, you can't find them. Fischler and Snyder blue book. Very, very thick. It's, inch and a half thick. Great pictures, great reference book. I don't remember the last time I saw one of those available. I really don't. And then there's a couple other nice books.
And one repair book by the late Frank Dubiel called Da Book.
That's what everybody calls it.
Yeah.
Da Book.
Awesome, awesome resource.
It was the original repair book. Now there are several since then. This was the original book that was the only thing that was out there. I mean, it was literally pictures were hand drawn in it, plastic coil bound, but it's very informative. Now there are some methods he uses in there that maybe we don't use today, but Frank was very effective, and it's a good book. Everybody should have it. It's not it's $20. Everybody should have it in their handbook in their library. So mine is
absolutely
right in there. So
I think I have one.
What's that?
I might have one.
Yeah, you've got a signed one or something. I never got mine signed. But Frank is no longer with us. So we got videos this week. Videos and blog posts, interesting stuff. Of course, the Lamy All-Star limited edition for this year. We talk about the charged green. That's not out yet. The Lamy Tipo limited edition, the Pico Laser Orange limited editions. Mm-hmm. And it was like in Delta Week, apparently. The Nefertiti collection, really cool material. The blue is really pretty. And I think, did they use that blue in the Capri Marina Grande?
I believe they did. Is
that the one they did? Yeah. And when we got the Capri
Marina Grande. Some accent pieces.
Yeah, we said, man, that's a pretty, pretty blue. And so this is, it's an interesting pen. It's got a very unique clip. It's got, you know, it's got an asp on the clip.
ASP, the snake.
ASP, yes, the snake. It's does not happening. It is not. We are not at the ballet. Delta Nefertiti collection. The Marlin Aleph is back. And we got a video up of that. In fact, we just had a gentleman in on yesterday came in and was playing with it, and he had amazing hand reach. You've seen that. He's great. He really, really made the pen write well. Aleph has got that flexible steel nib with the piston filler. It's got that cool dark gray marbling. Mm-hmm. So there's a video of that. Delta Indigenous People. We have a number of those in the shop. So we took a look at some of those. The Delta Momo, the ballpoints, including limited edition. And Faber-Castell Emotion White Parquet. When's the last time you saw that pen?
That's a cool looking pen.
It is a cool pen. It's a neat pattern. It's this white.
It's kind of an ivory.
Yeah, it's ivory. Yeah, it's really ivory with the chrome Emotion cap with a spring clip. It's a cool pen. So we managed to come across those. They don't make it anymore. I think they discontinued it 2 years ago, maybe.
I think so.
We ran across 4 or 5 of them. So we thought we'd throw that in on a blog post, and went in this week's email. So that's what's going on in the blog. Actually, a little bit late this week. I got a couple of things planned for the rest of the week and through into next week. So we're just got to get to them. We've been spending so much time working on the new office, and
Well, last week we didn't do a podcast, correct? Because you had dental drama.
We did a podcast last week.
Did we?
Yeah, it was the 2 weeks before that we didn't do.
Okay. We did one after the root canal?
We did one after the root canal. Yeah.
I don't remember. Okay. All right. So, well, speaking of health issues, just jump right into a shout-out.
Jump right into shout-outs. Yeah, okay.
All right. And then we'll finish up on time even. Big shout out to our dear, dear, dear friend, Carol, who had some back surgery.
Wow. Okay. I'm not clapping for the back surgery, but it was needed.
Recovery's going well. And Carol, our love and prayers to you, and milk it for as long as you can. Absolutely. Milk it, milk it, milk it. Make Hugh do all the cleaning, all the cooking, all the laundry, all the dishes, everything. Just milk it as long as you can.
I think that's my
advice.
What else we got? Anybody?
That's about it. We've got big plans for the weekend: cleaning, painting, organizing, moving furniture, and packing for Philly. So next week we'll just give you an update on things and maybe have some pictures for you, and maybe we'll just do some teasers of the window or something.
You know what occurred to me is I overlook the largest cartridge converter on the planet. CC.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I do.
So I guess that's about it. We're going to start packing probably Sunday or Monday for Philly Pen Show, and try and get back into the mindset of pen show season.
Yep. So if you are going to Philly and you want us to bring something, you can order with Pen Show Pickup. Just know we don't bring certain things to shows. We don't bring private reserve ink. We don't bring other brands of ink. Certain smaller brands, Molto Grappa, We don't bring much in the way of repair sacks or snorkel solution stuff. So if there's something you're looking for and you, or there's a certain color you know you want to get,
buy it online and choose Penn Show pickup.
Buy it online and then we'll have it bagged up ready for you to pick up. Exactly. Sometimes people come to the show on Sunday afternoon and they're disappointed because there's no Konpeki or there's no Yamadori or whatever. It's been sold out.
Ackerman, whatever.
We can only bring so much. We are bringing Ackerman. We're bringing probably some toucan maybe.
Absolutely.
If there's something very specific you want, great. If not, we'll have the ink books there and you can sort through and play with the colors and all that stuff. And as well as some other cool pens too.
Yes.
So, all right. I think that's it for this week, huh?
I think so.
All right. Use your pens. Write to us, Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week and in Philly. Have a good night.
Bye.